A recent grant to the U of A is supporting a study implementing virtual reality in interior design education. One benefit could be a better way to design for people with disabilities. It's Scratching the Surface on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. The principal investigators, Ji-Soon Lee and Marjan Miri, will use the near $50,000 grant to purchase virtual reality goggles, gloves, all the equipment they'll need to make VR a true tool for the curriculum of the interior design students. Here's Ji-Soon Lee.
I mean, people think that interior design, like, a lot involves, like, decoration and, like, the furniture selection and, like, making the surface beautiful. But actually, and the spatial planning, it's really big part. And it's really related to human behaviors and how we move, how we function in a space. So the functionality and the beauty and even like the scale, the size of a room and which is the perfect size and which is like the best. And then like, are we saving the budget and like, you know, are we saving the space? So making maximum use of those spaces.
Co-investigator Marjan Miri says a part of their proposal to the Angelo Dongia Foundation for this grant was an emphasis on the Americans with Disabilities Act and how VR could help these new designers see spaces in a different perspective.
Part of our proposal is concentrating on learning about ADA standards, but it's kind of beneficial for all type of design. It doesn't matter. And it's kind of helpful in an earlier stage of the design to understand a way that you can have a better space, have a better more comfortable space. Other people can't use it, or it's kind of difficult for them to move around the space. We want to make it equal for everyone.
Yes. Designing for the disabled people, yeah, maybe they need to see the environment as the person, so putting their shoes. So we planning to, I mean, let our students like sit in the on the wheelchair and then try to walk through. And then like see the width of corridor, is that enough to make them like turn? Or what about the bathroom? Like what about the size? What about the scale? And what about the distance of their arm reach? Yeah, is it possible? So being immersive in the environment that's not yet built, right? So that could be really beneficial for our students, experience in there, right? Otherwise, I mean, in our traditional design world, we kind of use their imagination. But now they can really experience, yeah, in person.
Ji-Soon Lee says regardless of the outcome of the study, she feels virtual reality will remain a tool for the interior design students at the U of A into the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We are planning to implement the goggles for the advanced studios, so students have more opportunity to work them for a longer time. Or even we are thinking about first year and second year because we want to have that experience early stage in their design education so they have better understanding. It's easier for them to learn standards and design opportunities that they have in the project. So absolutely, it's going to be continue for the next couple of years or even after that.
And also, we are really grateful that we obtained this opportunity because we are purchasing like a volume of assets and like we have the opportunity to expand the application into our departmental level. So that's really new, I think, across the nation, not just U of A.
If you'd like to learn more about this study, go online to news.uark.edu, then search VR for interior design. I'm Pete Hartman. Scratching the Surface is a production of KUAF Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville.